Hi, Housewives fans. We finally got that episode we have been waiting for. We have some major drama coming at you soon.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
And by some chance I had
so, since we have this Housewives, this New York Housewives show, it's very Broadway-esque, a little sit down, you're rocking the boat from Guys and Dolls, because sit down, you're rocking the boat,
perfect.
Ramona's certainly rocking the boat.
She is, and Sonya doesn't want to.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat. We should have, I think Luann should have probably told Ramona to sit down. She was rocking the boat. She was going to throw her off the boat. We're obviously talking about Housewives of New York, Season 8, Episode 18. We're getting so close to the finale. We've been waiting for these episodes to pick up. We're finally there. My name is Lindsay Wagner. You guys can tweet me at Lindsay Wagner. I'm joined by Megan Stecker.
Hi, guys. It's Megan, and you can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
And Fern Rone.
You can tweet me at Fern Rone.
And we're missing Miss Ashley Daniels, but you guys can tweet her at Miss Ashley Daniels because it's her birthday today.
Yay,
happy birthday,
birthday,
Ash. Fern brought you cake pops, so we ate them in your honor.
They're good.
Ladies, what were your initial impressions of this episode? Was it everything you asked for and more?
It was. I wish Bethany hadn't given away a little bit too much on her radio show, because I feel like I kind of knew what was coming. But I think I told you girls a little bit earlier, out of a 10 scale, this was like a 9 for me. I thought it was an amazing build-up, a great reveal. The whole boat party was kind of nuts. And then the drama at the end, the body of evidence, shall we say, was a great shocker at the end.
It really was. And we were so afraid that they were going to tease us to the very end and then not reveal what it was. And they didn't reveal the photo, or, you know, they didn't reveal too much, but just enough that she has this photo of them doing this.
Correct.
And we have to wait another week before we get to find out.
2 weeks.
Two weeks. Mm-hmm. To find out what it is, if the photo truly exists, what the photo is of. Has Bethany teased anything about that on the show, or is this photo now out there that people can see it?
It is not out there. She did say that it was a male that sent it to her, and that the producers wanted that person to sign a release and, like, show up on the show, and I'm not sure if we'll ever get to see that photo or if that person ever signed the release. She kind of didn't continue that train of incoherent speech that she's always on.
Right.
But yeah, it was a guy, and I do on the episode tonight, she's like, I'll never tell how I found this out. So it had to have been just like a personal friend of hers who's in that whole ring of knowing who Tom is, I guess. This all makes so much sense to me. I 100% believe it. 100%.
I do too. I mean, it's not shocking, sadly.
No. And I totally believe the whole thing of, like, oh, he doesn't have his own money. He's preying on rich women all the time. Like, well, why the hell else would he be on his third wife from the same cast? And he's been hanging around since season one.
Oh, my God. When they did that flashback.
That flashback?
We were like,
the flashback.
Oh, my
and,
God.
You know, he still looks the same for
yeah.
the most part. I mean, the women have aged a little bit, but still look pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
So the Botox and whatever they're doing is suiting them well.
You know what looked different to me was his nose was so red, and I was thinking, like, okay, is that like the heavy drinking, like old man red nose, or like Bethany's always accusing everyone of being a partier? So I'm like, oh, is that? I mean, I don't do cocaine. I don't have friends that do cocaine, but is that a cocaine nose? I don't know.
His nose was really red, but I was like, maybe it's because he got sunburn. I don't know. They're in Florida. It's pretty sunny.
Fern always sees the best in everyone.
But I have to say, like, leading up to this, when I was like, oh, he's probably a nice guy. We saw him so briefly before this. I was like, he seems like a nice guy. And then when they did that flashback of him meeting Ramona, I was like, forget it. He is a housewife's hanger-on, just wants to hook in with one of them, and she better have a prenup because this is bad news.
This is a Slade-Smiley situation.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he was a bad one as well. He worked his way through all the housewives. And is he still with Gretchen? But they're not married.
So.
Yeah.
Right. I saw something on their show
that
they did where it's still not married, but she proposed to him.
Oh my God, that episode.
So we are in...
Back to New York.
Exactly. Back to New York. We are on the yacht. Ramona is telling Sonia that Luann knew about her, but Sonia didn't know about Luann. And Sonia and Tom were lovers. And so Sonia's... She's kind of riling up feelings in Sonia that Sonia had kind of let go or not even had... She'd let them go. Mm-hmm. And wasn't going to be bothered by them. But now Ramona's stirring the pot, bringing up these thoughts mm-hmm. that make you then go back and think about it and maybe miss it or whatever it is and making it 10 times worse than what it needs to be. And I think Sonia was genuinely trying to be happy for Luann.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Ramona had like a bullet pointed list or maybe like a checkbox list of like things to do while on the yacht. Rile up Sonia. Start a fight with Luann over the press. Make Tom and Luann uncomfortable by being like, hi, Tom, remember me? Like, she was so game for this yacht trip, I couldn't even take it. She was like Ramona to the 10th power tonight.
She was really prepared, you're right.
I think you're right.
Yes. Yeah. She was just ready for this. She like, went over a script in her mind. She was, like, just checking off the boxes as we went along.
Oh, my God, you're so right. Oh, like, yeah. She was, like, prepared to see Tom, where Sonia was, like, all, like, a little more frazzled. She wasn't, right. like, as mentally prepared, but Ramona was ready.
Like, if you remember, she riled Sonia up right before the party, but she also did it again the next morning.
Oh, my God, the next morning.
Mm-hmm. Right, like, and, until she cried. She's like, oh, but she's basically forcing her Sonia's shoulder head down on her shoulder to be like, it's okay to cry. And then Sonia starts crying, and I'm like, this is getting really ridiculous.
That whole scene, I was like, what is wrong with Ramona? She's like, I was just dating him, but you were sleeping with him, so you should really be upset.
He was your lover.
And then Sonia's like, I'm really upset. And she's like, you should be.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Checking off another box.
Right, yeah.
Okay, got it
cry.
Done.
Yep. Check.
Speaking of Ramona making Sonia cry, she practically, in my opinion, I thought she was so rude to Kimberly, the owner of the yacht, not even acknowledging her.
I mean, my mouth hung open, and I looked right at you, and I go, did she just snub the mm-hmm. yacht owner? And you're like, uh-huh, yep. Who doesn't say hello to the person that invited you on their ridiculous yacht? I can't.
I know. I feel like maybe, did she say, like, this is, didn't Ramona say this is Kimberly? Unless I was like... writing and talking, like hearing it. So I didn't see it, but I thought I heard her voice say, this is Kimberly. So maybe she met her earlier, but I don't know. I could be wrong. And I wouldn't put it past Ramona to ignore someone who she doesn't think is like important enough for camera time or whatever.
That was my thought. Was that she just wasn't important enough for camera time, so therefore she wouldn't say hello to her. Because she was too busy making introductions of her own mm-hmm. to all the men aboard the ship that were like, this is my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know she's going to latch on to whomever she can because she had already wanted a list from Luann
of
the people that were on the boat.
So shady.
So that she could start Googling them or Facebook stalking or Instagram stalking to find out how many followers they had, how much money they had, making sure they weren't a waiter.
Correct. Seeing if they were on the Forbes list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we get Luann kind of getting up as Ramona gets there, and she's sort of blocking Ramona from talking to
that editing and camera work during that scene was so good with Luann just constantly tossing her body around trying to block Tom from Ramona and Ramona just working her way around pretending to introduce herself to everyone so that she can make a beeline for Tom and be like, oh, hi Tom, remember me? Like flipping that hair around. It was so good. It was like Luann knew it was coming and Ramona was not stopping. It was her next check mark.
Right.
It was happening, whether Luann liked it or not. And poor Tom is trying to ignore the fact that she's coming over, but he was like, he could see her peripherally and was like, we met. It just was
completely
awkward.
What did you think about his behavior? Did you feel like he was very awkward or uncomfortable?
I did, but I thought it was really uncomfortable with Sonia, and I thought he, like, had a better, like Carol said, he had a better rapport with mm-hmm. Mona.
Well, and both women, for the fact that they were, I don't know what I want to say here, both women definitely were trying to, like, flirt with him or hanging around him long enough expecting him to give them an apology, and it's like, the guy's obviously uncomfortable, and he's not going to give in and give you what you want, especially on camera.
Right.
I don't think he'd be that stupid. I mean, even though he's stupid enough to have been on camera since season one. It's, I just, they, both of them were like flirting and flitting and they're tossing the hair and batting the eyes and like saying coy little things to try to rile him up to get him to be like, hey, sorry. And he wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
And, but I do think though that, as you ladies had already said, he was more comfortable with Ramona, but that could be because he didn't have something very serious with her. Where when you have a 10-year friends with benefits relationship with somebody, there are still feelings there. Mm-hmm. I think, yes, you can detach yourself because obviously you're not in a relationship. Otherwise, they would have been dating mm-hmm. and they weren't that situation. But, I mean, I can imagine how uncomfortable that could be for someone then all of a sudden seeing somebody that you hooked up with for 10 years and now he's marrying one of your best friends. Mm-hmm. How uncomfortable he could be. But, you know, in my opinion, the girls shouldn't have felt bad about his behavior because that's on him. He's right. The one who's worked his way through all of them, so he should feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They shouldn't feel bad at all.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was nice when he said, she was like, you need to hook me up with one of your nice friends. And he was like, oh, only the best for you, Soan. And didn't he say Soan, not Sonia?
Oh,
like,
have.
It was a nickname? It sounded like it to me. I'll have to go back. But I thought that was nice of him to say that. It seemed like that was kind of like their private thing, like their close talk that they would normally have on a regular occasion, not that long ago.
Well, and he was super awkward, and we find out then in the flashback that he had met them 8 years ago and had hit on Ramona and a couple of her friends and called one of her friends lazy or something.
Yeah. Or maybe Ramona?
Or Ramona, but then he's making a point that she's exaggerating the amount of times they went out. Mm-hmm. He's like, we went to dinner once. Well, maybe twice. Mm-hmm. And she's saying they had gone out a few times. I mean, later on it sounds like it was definitely more than a couple times, because mm-hmm. she's giving dates and what they did and giving more details on it. But, I mean, the two dates or five dates, it's pretty much the same thing. You still went out with her.
I have to say, on an everyday person's level, two dates and five dates, there is a big difference as far as what goes down. Because usually by the third date, everyone's expecting sex or, you know what I mean? Or the guy will stop calling you. Like, if he goes out with you five times, he, like, really likes you and really wants to have sex with you if you haven't already had sex. So if it was five dates, I feel like that's a bigger deal than two. And he's trying to really minimize it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I feel like they all agree they didn't have sex, which is, like...
Yes.
Which is interesting to me.
Yeah, and it's, I think, like, kind of important, because if he slept with her and Sonia, he'd be like, come on.
Exactly.
I mean, imagine how Luann's head would be spinning around, like, Bill,
perhaps Ramona didn't, I think it's probably that he tried, but Ramona was the one that was kind of like,
She's still like that coy, like, schoolgirl that's like, not going to have intercourse. You thought we were going to have intercourse. And, like, run away.
You were going to take my brassiere off?
I know. He was seriously only teaching me.
She put in her diaphragm.
I thought it was up here to play backgammon.
Yes. So we have Sonia talking to Phil, this older guy that's hitting on her, and she's kind of worked the room as well, and he's trying real hard.
Old man creepy vibes.
Oh, my God.
Was his hair blue, or is it just the tint of our TV is off?
It might have been a reflection of his jacket. I don't know. He was pretty blue. And at first I was like, he's good for her. He's old. He looks rich. She should go for him. But the more he started talking, I was like, oh.
Creeper vibes.
Creepy. Even for Sonia, it was, like, too creepy.
She was uncomfortable of all people.
Well, I think what got even more uncomfortable was the fact that we find out that Carol has also met Tom because he was out on a date with Ramona. And she mentions that she wants to meet his diamond guy. And, you know, he says, okay. And he says that he mentions another fiance. She goes, wait, not Luann? And he says that he was only engaged twice. And it's one to Luann and one to one other person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought he meant Luann was the third. Oh, okay. So
I think it was only twice. Okay. But as far as I can tell, what was... And then this is where the grapefruit line comes out, where he tells Ramona that she smells like a grapefruit.
Interesting.
I mean, I didn't think that was that horrible. I mean, she's sitting there, he likes my scent. She's making it a bigger deal than I think it is.
I didn't think it was that bad.
No, I didn't.
I think he was just saying, like, she wears, like, cucumber melon body lotion or something. Yeah. Like, she smells like a grapefruit. I don't know. I didn't think it was that bad.
I didn't either.
I feel like Carol should have asked him more questions about his previous fiancés. That's what I want to know.
I took note of the I want to know who your diamond guy thing is because I think maybe it was I heard it on Bethany's radio show, my source for everything. I'm like losing all concept of where I'm hearing things at this point. Bethany and Carol were on together saying that like Luann wouldn't reveal where this diamond came from. Like she won't tell anybody like where the ring is from or like who the diamond supplier was or anything.
Weird.
So they're making fun of her saying like, is the ring even real or like how crappy, what is it or things like that. And so I took note thinking that Carol from the beginning was like asking him like, where's this ring from?
Oh, yeah.
But maybe that's where it started. Maybe it started there when she innocently asked him and then neither of them have still will reveal where the ring is from.
That's so weird. Just be like, we got it wherever. Even if you got it in, like, the diamond district or from a...
as we've seen, this is not an easy crowd to please. No. Like, Sonia thinks that, like, the ring is garbage and murky.
Exactly.
So I think if it's not from something very upper crust, she's afraid of what everyone
will
say.
That's true. They would be like, oh, they got it, like, the diamond district.
I mean, look, she's like the queen of Evine with, like, the $30 god-awful clothes. Like, just admit where the damn ring is from. It's probably, like, a Costco thing. Like, you know how Costco sells, like, really fine jewelry?
They do. I don't think you'd be able to find that at Costco.
That
I don't know.
Type.
It's murky. I'm kidding. I don't know anything about yellow diamonds. Or a clear diamond for that.
Well, Jules once again takes over the bar, and this is a bad situation. You guys know from my last time I talked about Jules and sticking her dirty hands, shrimp-juiced hands in the ice bucket that everyone was using to serve her drinks, and then she's sitting there making shots and spilling everything everywhere, and the bartender just sitting there like, this woman needs to stop.
We need screen caps of the bartender's face. Like, hit the looks he was giving them in the background.
Oh, my God. Please send them to us. We were like, look at him.
She's trying. Know, she's like, well, can I toss the tin?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, no.
She thought she was starring in Cocktail next to Tom Cruise.
No. And Ramona also admits that she thinks that both Tom and Luann are insecure, which is why they seek out, like, other people and attention from other people, which is why Tom is flirting with her or flirting with Sonia.
I have to agree.
You have to agree.
Yeah.
I do agree, but I also think, like, what is flirting? Like, was he, like, really flirting with her? I mean, they're friends and he was talking. I feel like...
I think healthy flirtation is good.
Yeah, and I feel like if you're having a conversation with someone and you're laughing and it's a member of the opposite sex... That's not flirting. You're just having a funny conversation. I feel like it wasn't that bad. I do think they are both insecure and they want attention. I think Ramona could easily describe her. That could easily describe every housewife. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, while I do think that was true, I don't know if he was flirting so badly with anyone. He was just being like, I don't know. He was the host of the party and talking to people.
I also didn't really find any problems with his behavior. But I would say that, like, I never would have thought before this season I would say that Luann is an insecure person. Because she always seemed, like, tough as balls. She's hard to get upset. She, like, you know, brushes things off. And this whole, like, weird behavior whenever she talks about Tom that she's just repeating the same lines over and over, like, I found my soulmate. I found my soulmate. I'm getting married. Can you believe it? It's, like, this manic, crazy...
Trying to convince herself of it?
Yes, and everyone else. And I'm like, why are you so insecure? This all feels very phony to me. Mm-hmm. It feels like she's trying to convince everyone else, and if she doesn't keep repeating these things, we're all going to figure it out. And
because we all know it's not true anyway, and I think she knows it's a sham. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I also think that Dorinda's speech was a sham. What did you ladies think?
Oh, my God. I couldn't understand it.
My God. I live for these Dorinda moments where you can't understand her. They're so good.
It's so great. I want a gif of that.
It's just, I want to hear, like, the sound bite over and over on Amy Phillips' radio show because I know it's coming.
Yes.
And how everyone was in the corner, like, making fun of her hand moment, like, movements. Like,
she's drunk because she's doing this thing with her hand.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this sideways point that's coming in from the side. And Ramona's dancing.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she was, like, full falling over in every movement, but I think she was the level of drunk where you think you look so good. And you know what I mean? Like, as soon as you've had a certain number of drinks, for me it's like three, all of a sudden you think you're like the dancer. You're like Camille Grammer on, and what was that show called? MTV what?
Oh my God, that's right.
House of Jam, MTV, whatever. Like, you think you are just like sexy, like all over. You got the moves. And she looked like a baby elephant falling over. Like, just like a thump, thump, thump. Like,
and she had a couple of friends dancing with her. I noticed Kimberly was one of them, so maybe mm-hmm. she, I don't know.
She doesn't need a man. She does not need a man. She's going to dance by herself. Thank you. That's what she said.
By 10 o'clock the next morning, before then, actually, Jules calls her nanny and asks to see the kids. And Jagger gets on the phone and asks once again where Daddy is. And she asks the nanny where he could be. And the nanny says he might be in the Hamptons. She's actually not quite sure. So we actually get her following up and calling Michael and being like, where are you? Kind of, you know, doing the thing that us women do when you know the answer, mm-hmm. but you're asking because you want to see how they're going to answer.
Right.
You already know it. We're smart like that. And she does it, and he says, well, where else would I be? I'm in New York. Well, but he's not at home. He's not with the kids. The kids are apparently with his parents, and the time frame of this is kind of messed up. What did you think about this?
I was thinking, like, if they were actually together as a couple, we would have seen a lot more of a fight from her. She just was kind of like, hey, it's on the schedule that I'm going out of town, and, like, you're supposed to be around the kids. You know, it's like the nanny's not supposed to shuttle them back and forth from our apartment to your parents. Like, where are you? There wasn't any kind of a fight of, like, where are you? What, you know, why are you constantly just appearing on me? It just was very, like, you're supposed to be with the kids. Kind of like, this would be a good time for you to spend some time with them. So, to me, it was very telling of, like, the relationship's so dead already. She didn't even bother putting up a fight. He hung up on her, and she was just like, like, there was no... She wasn't, like, sad. She didn't talk about it later.
It's, like, already over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was so suspicious. Like,
yeah.
If he was working, that would be one thing because, you know, whatever. He's mm-hmm. successful, and they work all the time. But to be in the Hamptons, like, that's...
With who?
Right. That's weird. And that the kids slept over his parents. He, like, obviously got rid of them so he could go out and do whatever he wants. So suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad.
And Dorinda wakes up Carol. Carol, who slept just in her underwear. Dorinda asks, well, what if there's a fire? That is something that I always worry about myself.
So, oh, really? With sleeping naked?
Yeah, I'm so afraid. Like, I just also don't like to.
Oh my God, I love sleeping
like everything
naked.
Contained.
Me too. I need to, like, have, like,
something. Like a tank top, even if it's, like, little shorts or something. But, I don't like sleeping naked.
It's my secret pleasure of sleeping. I love walking around the apartment naked. This is, like, a reveal. I hardly ever sleep naked because I don't want it to be, like, an invitation to my boyfriend to, like, when you get into bed, I'm waiting to have sex. Like, if I wanted to have sex, you'd know. Like, I don't want him to come on to me. I want to sleep. So I hardly ever do sleep naked, but I do love it. Just, like, the cool sheets, and it's like, now I love it.
Unlike you, I need, like, clothes hugging me.
Yeah, unless I'm drunk, and I'm like, oh, I'm too tired to put something on right now, but even then, I'm not completely, I don't like it. I like everything there and something around me. And yeah, what if there's a fire?
I'd love to be a naked sleeper. I'd love to be Carol. But that's a story for another day.
And her cute robe.
Mm-hmm. Carol explains to Dorinda how she met Tom with Ramona when he was dating her. And this is when Ramona starts talking about that it's more than a couple dates. And she kind of explains the dates that she was on. And they went and got drinks one night. And then he said, let's go get dinner. And so the date extended. And how he had drawn on her a heart that was TD plus RS. Mm-hmm. And did this a couple times through the night. This was in August. And he actually took her to his apartment and said that he wanted to play backgammon, which we had talked about earlier, which clearly he didn't want to take her there to play backgammon. But he never told Ramona about Sonia. But Ramona admits they were both dating around. It was very clear that this was not a monogamous relationship type of thing. Like, they were still dating around, which you are in the beginning anyway. Mm-hmm. You would, one would think, especially at their age that that's their prerogative. Mm-hmm. Almost so looking for something really serious.
This all sounds pretty innocent to me, with the exclusion of the fact that they're on a television show together that's a smash hit, and he's known that. So I feel like he should have, I don't know, told her. I don't know. The Sonya thing, I don't know. Jury's out with me. I don't know.
The fact that he drew on her leg in pen a heart with their initials, I think it's so weird.
Oh, it was on her leg? I missed that.
She said initially it was on her hand. But then later on they said something about her leg. Like he drew.
He did it a couple times. Yeah. Like on every date. She's like, what do you think of like a guy does that like a few times? You think it's weird? Like he's acting like a 12-year-old boy.
It's one of his moves. I bet if you interviewed a bunch of girls he went out with, like he did it to like 75% of them.
That's why he's 49 and has never been married. Exactly. Like, stop drawing on people.
On a first date with somebody. We had gone to a restaurant where you get the little book and you like write a review or something about it and stuff. Okay. So I had written in there, you know, our initials or something about our initials and then like the date and said first date.
That's
and
cute.
He's like, put a heart around it. And he took a picture of it.
Oh,
and
that's cute.
Still, like, months into us dating, would send me that picture every once in a while. And aww. I was like,
I think that's the most adorable thing.
We didn't end up working out or anything because he couldn't figure out whether or not he wanted to date somebody seriously or not. But I thought that was really sweet and cute. And I think that was like a one-time thing where you're hearing that this is something that he does with every single relationship. It's like a guy you date and you hear that he takes that specific person to my ex-boyfriend, to the castaway. All of a sudden, I'd see the new girl posting and I was like, gross. That's just gross.
Right.
You don't say, this is our special place. And then you take the next girl you date there or the girl after. I'm like, ew. No.
Apparently has a favorite dish of the castaway.
but literally, and his thing was always, well, there's only a few good restaurants. I'm like, we live in Los Angeles. There are thousands of good restaurants.
Oh my God, seriously.
What a terrible story.
Sorry to share that with you guys and go off on a tangent about it.
Heartbreak Hotel.
Didn't even matter.
No. But I feel like that thing with the pen bothered me because I don't like Tom. Like, I just...
You already don't like him.
This episode, I just don't like him. But if he's like a cute, nice, normal guy, I'd be like, oh, he's a cute, nice, normal guy. I just think he's weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, and now on top of it, we've got Ramona pushing Sonya to be sad. So Sonya's crying. And she said she wants to be happy for Luann and Tom. But Luann is completely unaware of her feelings. And she's kind of gloating. I agree. Do you ladies agree?
Agree.
Yes. That's all. Okay, cool.
Agreed.
All we have to say about that. So we then get Dorinda. Stirring the pot yet again, which she admits later on. She has stirred the pot. She has started drama once again. Luann goes and approaches Ramona and says she needs to stop talking about Tom. Don't be jealous. Don't be inappropriate or I'm going to kick you off of this boat. And Ramona is, in my opinion, so frazzled at that moment. She's like trying to like argue with her but can't like, you almost want to say give her a verb. Give her a word.
Right.
I felt like in that moment. But she comes back with the paper clipping. Of the article, but she says, Luann talked to the press about her. Now, you said she did not save us in the press, so I'm going to let you...
Yeah, so they basically handed the article over to Sonya to say, okay, well, yeah, then tell us what the exact quote was. And the quote was Luann saying, like, I don't care what happened BL before Lou. So Ramona is wrong, but she works herself up and makes such a big scene to be like, I'm going to cover up me not being exactly right about what I'm yelling at you about by cursing at you and throwing the newspaper in there. I mean, she called her, she said, you're a bitch. Shut your goddamn mouth. Like, you're not even right, Ramona. And the fact that Luann doesn't get that upset and then apologizes to her, I don't know how Luann's so phony. She always is keeping her cool when she should be, like, punching people in the face. I mean...
So the article didn't say anything about friends with benefits?
It did, but I think it was the press had asked came right out and said to Luann, like, well, what do you have to say for the fact that your fiancé was, like, a lover of so-and-so? Right. You know, they got it backwards. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she was mad that Luann didn't correct them or just, like, when they typed up the question they asked, they reversed it and they were wrong. Like, whatever happened, Ramona was really mad at the way it turned out in the paper. It was reversed in the paper.
But it's not Luann's fault. Right. If I were Ramona, I would be so pissed because, well, like, if you're thinking about it from Ramona's perspective, she's like trying to land another husband.
Right.
Hopefully a successful one, hopefully a respectable one. It doesn't look good to be the friend with benefits in the newspaper. So I understand her being pissed off, but she should be yelling at the Page Six people for screwing it up. Yell at the reporter, not Luann.
Well, this is BS to me because her dating life is part of this show. And she's more than happy to show it off, which Lindsay was saying.
That's my point, and that's what bothered me. I, like, drew a little star by this because I get it. You don't want this in the paper, especially the friends with benefits comment, if that's not what you're doing. And Ramona is very, very, very open about the fact that she is dating people, but I don't think she's really sleeping around. And it wouldn't matter either way. It's her prerogative and it's her business. But you are talking about this on a television show that reaches millions of people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you do have to realize whether or not it's in the paper, it's still on live TV. And I don't read the newspaper. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I read the articles that pop up on Facebook.
Right, like for her never respective rich husband would never have heard about it if she didn't bring it up on TV.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, unless this is their go-to in New York, they all specifically read Page Six or
Everyone
read the Post
loves
or
Page Six.
Whatever. Okay, so that could be. I mean, that could be a big deal. Where that doesn't. I mean, that's not what people in LA do. You know, they're like mm-hmm. I said, you're getting your news. Oh, there was an earthquake here. There was a school shooting here. It's all coming off of. I mean, I watch the news sometimes, but for the most part, I'm getting my news off of the Facebook news feed.
Right.
Because you're getting everything, which is kind of nice.
I mean, I'm with Dorinda, because once this is settled, she's like, Ramona, why are you even upset? Because I feel like Ramona was doing fake tears. And then Dorinda's like, this is stupid. We're not doing this. Over, like, being upset. She's like, you're turning a sleeping affair into a relationship. She's like, we're not. That's stupid. And I loved it. But I also got excited when she said, I'm happy they're talking about their Tom and not my John. Because last week
You made that point.
Dorinda keeps stirring the pot so that nothing's about her and John anymore. And we haven't seen John for weeks.
Yes, you're so right.
It's working for her.
It is working.
Mm-hmm. And she keeps getting away with it. No one's actually mad at her.
Right.
And she keeps being like, oh, I did that. That was me. Uh-huh. Yep, me. That was me.
Yeah.
Well, and Sonia's just upset because she hasn't gotten any closure from this situation with Tom, where Ramona really didn't need any closure from it. This is a 10-year relationship. You do need some sort of conversation, whatever it may be. And then we have Luann making Ramona apologize, which Ramona doesn't even know what she's apologizing for, but Luann apologizes for kind of, you know, getting upset, raising her voice, and... You know, Luann's laughing at the thought of Sonia and Tom's relationship, which really
hurts.
That's
not nice.
Sonia. Yeah.
It wasn't nice.
No.
But Sonia looked really pretty.
Yeah, she did.
She did.
I thought they all did.
It was sad when, like, Ramona's sitting there making her feel bad. And then the whole drama shifts to Ramona and Sonia was just, like, sitting there smiling.
Oh, my God. She looks so funny and cute. Well, maybe that's because she used a BeautyCon box.
Oh. What's that?
Okay, so BeautyCon is a subscription box. It's delivered to your door each season. It's got all the best beauty stuff in it. Some of our favorite beauty gurus out there contribute and curate these boxes for you. It's actually, you're going to get over $150 worth of beauty products, but it's only $30. And if you choose to do the annual plan instead of the seasonal plan, you can get $20 off. You're going to save $20. You can go to beautycon.com/box to sign up for the subscription. You're going to get some things like the Redken Sea Salt Spray, which I love to like texturize your hair.
Ooh.
Like instead of doing like full waves with a curling iron, you can use that instead. I love doing that. The Smashbox Brow, which is Candy Johnson actually curated the latest box. So that's her favorite go-to brow product. Also, the NYX. Do you guys call it NYX or NYX? I call it NYX.
I think it's NYX, but I just, yeah.
I don't know. I call it NYX. But you get the Ombre Lip Duo and Peaches and Cream. So some of the best stuff that's out there you're going to get for such a great price. Again, it is beautycon.com/box to sign up and use the code BOXBUZZ for 20% off. So last time, beautycon.com/box and the code to get 20% off is BOXBUZZ.
Ooh, that sounds really fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look at it and see what the options are.
Too many products. No. I
mean,
love products.
$30 for $150 worth of stuff, that's like beyond a deal.
Absolutely. Awesome. All right, so we get to Miami, Florida. do we need to discuss that the women were all excited about the boys that were driving by with their shirts off and hot?
Oh my God, Ramona was the most excited.
Yeah, Ramona just ran
like
out there
dog
and was
in heat.
Shaking.
A dog in heat. But she is so much older, so she's such like a granny though about
totally.
The way she like.
She's so funny.
Yeah, let's get her brassiere. So we get to Miami, Florida. Bethany is dealing with some texts that could end Luann and Tom's relationship. She calls Carol, who's in the car with Ramona and Jules, that they're both sitting there, like, probably.
Oh, yeah.
You know, waiting to hear what's going on. And, you know, Bethany says she wants to talk to Carol on her own because she's got, you know, this is important. And Carol admits that, you know, Luann is really happy with Tom, but that Bethany would have hated being there. So it was probably a good thing that she wasn't there. So the first, of course, hotel drama, bed drama, not having enough rooms, people sharing rooms. Luann walks into Bethany's room, like, right off the bat, which I'm sure for Luann was just, or Bethany was just like, really, this is the last person I want to see of the first person.
Do you guys feel like this was one of those, like, I don't know if you guys watch Unreal on Lifetime, but one of those, like, producer intervention things was like, oops, oh, here's accidentally the key to Bethany's room that you guys are going to barge right into.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Okay. Just so we're all agreed.
Absolutely. So she asks to see the ring. She asks about them. She asks if they're monogamous. And what's the real deal? And Luann's thinking this is all because of Bethany going through this nasty divorce that she's asking these questions, not realizing she has a little bit of insider information. And Bethany admits to Ramona and some of the girls later on that her and Luann and Alex had an open relationship. They had made an arrangement that they weren't completely monogamous with each other, but this was what they had agreed on. And could this be the same with Tom? Do you think that that's the case, or do you think that this is brand new information for Luann?
Ooh.
Do you think she would have agreed to something like this again?
Like with Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it's monogamous. She thinks it's monogamous.
I don't know. I mean, based on her reaction next week, I want to say that this is hurtful to her and she thought they were being monogamous. But it wouldn't surprise me if she 100% signed up for another open marriage based on what we're hearing through the grapevine of the housewives.
And I wonder if her and her ex-husband had an open marriage from the beginning. Like, I know...
Or if that turned later on.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder if that's her excuse for them both cheating on each other but not getting divorced right away. Because I think she toughed it out with him for years for the title and the money and the status.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And staying on the show and all that. And I'm wondering if she just called it that. And she was like, oh, we just had a very European marriage where we had an open marriage. Like, I wonder if she said that. The marriage was dead, but they were dating outside of each other, but she just called it that. I don't know.
Yeah. And she did say, like, of course we're monogamous. We're getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think, Lynn? You've got to look on your face.
Well, I kind of agree with you that maybe in the beginning of their relationship they didn't have that, and then later on, because of the whole cheating issue, then this is how they addressed it and said, okay, no, we had this open marriage, and maybe Luann knew that this had been going on for a while before that, so then she kind of... to get back or feeling like Stella got her groove back, did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now, with Bethany admitting that Tom has not been faithful to her, she has photographic evidence of him kissing a girl 2 days prior to the engagement party at a bar, and that this girl was some playmate.
I mean, this is shocking.
Yeah.
This isn't like an older woman on the Upper East Side, which seems to be his type. Bethany's alleging... that he really goes after women like that because he doesn't have his own money. And that makes sense to me that this is the third woman from a very small group of women that he's dated. But now that it's like, okay, now he's hooked one. So now he's out sloppily making out in public, cheating on her with a young Playboy bunny. I'm like, what? First of all, how did the guy that sent the picture know that the young girl was a Playboy bunny? Is that just a term for the way she looked?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. This is shocking. This is good. This was like Housewives Gold.
Shocking. But then I felt bad seeing the previews, which I know we'll talk about.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Well, do you ladies think Bethany is struggling on whether to tell Luann or not? What would you do?
I would be completely conflicted and want to die inside. I know Bethany was completely conflicted. I'm really glad she told her. I had an issue with I didn't tell a girlfriend something I knew. I wanted to wait until after her birthday weekend. It was a day before her birthday, and we wanted to wait until a friend and I found something out the guy was lying about. We wanted to wait till Monday. And she found out that we knew through someone else and was, like, devastated. So from my personal experience, it's probably better to tell them. I don't know. It's hard. It's like you're going to ruin their relationship or you're not going to ruin their relationship, and you'll be the person that had said that and done that.
I wouldn't say anything. Because
no?
No.
You just stay out of it?
People are just going to do what they want anyway. And she... Luann is a determined bride. There is nothing getting in her way. There's nothing anyone can say. People could be like, he beat up like an old lady. She'll be like, that was before Lou. Right. She does not care. She is walking down that aisle. So I feel like just don't say. If I were Bethany, I would just be like, don't say.
But this is DL. Anything. This is during Lou.
This is during Lou.
I know. But if I were Bethany, I'd be like, are you sure? Like, are you sure this isn't an old picture that someone sent you? Like, and I would be, and then I'd just be like, I don't want to know about it. Like, there's nothing that anyone can say to Luann, and it'll just hurt her.
There had to be
I would say nothing.
A small part of Bethany that really did want to tell her, because she did this all on camera. She told the other girls on camera. She told Lou on, she's going to tell Lou on camera, like, there's a small part of Bethany that wanted to do
this. The minute she said it on camera, she essentially told Luann. So,
right. Yeah. When she started telling Ramona and Carol.
Right.
I mean.
So let's get into some predictions then.
Okay.
In our preview for 2 weeks from now.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. So 2 weeks from now, we're going to have episode 19. And we do kind of get another part of a timeline, of a Tom timeline, that includes Sonia and Tom being together on Thanksgiving, and 2 weeks later, that's when he and Luann started dating. And we know now that Ramona was with Tom in August, so that might have been a little break between him and Sonia, not maybe hooking up in that time period and then continuing until Thanksgiving. And the girls are saying Bethany should actually go to Tom. So we see her calling somebody, and then we see her later on talking to Luann. So perhaps she does talk to Tom before she talks to Luann. Do you think that's possible?
I wonder.
And that's why she goes to Luann then? Because she talks to Tom?
Maybe. I wonder.
And he denies it, and she's like, look, I have evidence.
Or he admits it.
Or he admits it. But then she wouldn't need to tell Tom. Tom would say, look, I need to tell you this.
Right. Either way, Luann is going to get mad at Bethany and blame Bethany.
Oh, totally.
But we see Luann crying.
Yeah. And then she's going to turn it around and be like, you just can't be happy for me because you're getting divorced and you're a miserable person. There is no convincing this girl.
No,
this
I agree. Woman. I do feel really bad. I finally feel bad for Luann.
Me too. Her reaction.
Yes. Don't do this to me. Running out of the room. Get those cameras off me. Like, it's enough for me to be like, oh, I finally get it. She actually does really like Tom. This isn't maybe as phony as I thought.
I don't think that. I think she really does care about Tom, and she really has feelings for him. I just think that all of this whole engagement and everything rushing into things is a sham.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think
feelings are there, but it's a rush to do it and to show all the girls, look at this is what I'm doing.
I mean, I also feel like it's about her publicly, like, and fame.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why else would you be putting on this big show
and keep
rushing
the storyline?
Yeah, she finally has a storyline, like,
brings her in next year when they don't get married.
Right.
Or he leaves her at the altar or whatever it is.
Guaranteeing a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But I also think she, like, just wants to be, like, she wants this, like, fairy tale. Mm-hmm. And she's, like, trying to convince herself and everyone else. And then she's like, you're ruining my, my happiness or, like, what I thought was happiness. And,
she's in schoolgirl love right now. Like, it's weird. Like, that's not what it's like to be married. I feel like you need to know someone and have that, like, passionate butterfly thing, like, fade away and be like, okay, this is how we're going to be for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. Like, this is us as a unit. This is how we get through things. Like, that whole, like, schoolgirl, it's you're in lust. Ramona was 100% right when she said that. Like, you're in lust. Totally. You're not in love. It's way too soon. Like, that's not, you're not in love.
I don't think Luann and Tom are best friends. Like, no, that's what makes
soulmates.
A good...
No, he didn't even kiss her when they were walking down the
job. Oh, my God, that was so awkward.
Weird. that's just, yeah, there's not enough, there's not a relationship right. there yet.
No,
it hasn't had enough time to build.
It's
them dating. It's them going through those motions and getting, they aren't even comfortable enough to be seeing in the, being in the same room together and kiss and have it seem normal.
Right.
It's still awkward, which is still totally. The beginning phases of a relationship. Mm-hmm. You cannot fake that. I know.
He just all wants right. to be on Housewives.
Yeah, he does.
All right, ladies, where can they find you if they want to talk about Housewives for the next 2 weeks before we get a new show back?
Find me. This is Fern Ronay. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y. Or you can check out my website, Fern Ronay. I'm so used to saying www, which sounds so ridiculous now, but whatever, fernronay.com.
And you guys can tweet me. Please tweet me. I'll be so lonely next week when the show's not on. I'm also on Snapchat and Instagram. It's all M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. We won't be here next week for Housewives, but I will be here for Hard Knocks. So if you like football, you like the LA Rams, I'm going to be talking all about football next week. Ladies, 2 weeks.
Awesome.
Here we go. Thanks. All right. See you guys next week. 2 weeks.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.